The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
The UFL Gambling Podcast Week 1 Preview Picks and DFS episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 different states. Head to cut.com. That's K-U-T-T.com. Use that promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pickup for a chance to win 100 times the amount of money you could enter in NBA, MLB, NHL, college hoops, and much, much more. Sign up today using the promo code SGPN. You get 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today, people. And remember, as always, folks, to let it ride.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
XFL. Yes, it is. Do I not currently have a pulse? Yes, I do. Let's play football.
Yes, this is the UFL Gambling Podcast. It is week one. Hopefully you caught our couple other episodes we dropped, getting us ready for week one. And week one is here. Yes, it makes no sense that they decided to drop that on the Elite Eight day, but it's still here. Football is here, and you know we love football. YouTube.com/UFL, I believe. Hop on over there, subscribe, hit that like, hit that subscribe. The chat's already rocking. Cap Wise says he's got 15 tickets ready to get weird. Let's go. Shout out to Cap Wise. If you're wondering just who the hell you're listening to, my name is Colby Swiggin, Database Dad, a.k.a. Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
And you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Good night.
That's the way I feel about the NFL. As they go for this bullshit XFL kickoff right from the start. You know why they did this, right? You know why they did this, guys. You know why they did this. They did this because it's no longer, there is no more XFL kickoff. They had to strike right now, or they would never allow it in the future fucking years. I'm done. Between this and the hip drop, there is no more NFL. The NFL has been buried below the sea. Yeah. I'm going to get your take on a second. I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for the host of the Bottom Line Bombs podcast, which you should be subscribed to. He is, he's not, got many names. He's switching seats right here. The man in the box, some call him. I like to call him the bet detective on the case, as we sniffed out that XFL bullshit trade with Luis Perez a year ago, but we cashed in. We cashed in. Give it up for CJ Sullivan. How you doing, buddy?
Good, buddy. What's up? Glad coming out firing against the kickoff rule before the theme song even ends.
Yeah.
Just to please all the reviewers.
I mean, what is this bullshit? You know, they stuck it in. They stuck it in because they knew it was going away. They said, we got to do it this year because next year, no one's going to remember that bullshit.
Right. Perfect window of opportunity, I think, for the UFL to date back. Now take the NFL's old kickoff. Bring it back to the 25, kick it deep, and show them that there is no evidence of these injuries happening on this fucking play. You're just trying to deflect. You're trying to scapegoat on something, NFL, that the game itself is what's causing these injuries.
I just love that angle, too. It's like, we're not going to do turf stadiums. We're just, player safety. Yeah. We're going to do Wednesday games. Player safety. And if you don't fair catch that punt, you will get knocked out. Player safety. Big difference between kicks and punts. Trust me. We are joined by third man in the booth, the host of the Old Fashioned Football Podcast. This guy was just rattling off. Not only is that podcast fire, he's rattling off plans for that. He was also telling me, well, we got spring coming here in Iowa. I can finally take the plants out the basement. I've been growing tomatoes, peppers, onions, all this shit. We are going to this guy's house when the zombies come. Give it up for J Mark. How you doing, Justin Mark? What's up, brother?
Doing good. Just remember, Daryl Johnson's whole plan is to get players ready for the NFL. So get ready for that kickoff to change in the UFL as well.
No,
they can't do that. They can't fucking do that.
Just got to burst your bubble a little bit, you know.
I did see Goodell say we're going to try it out. And it was like, okay, but that means it's staying. But just the amount of pussies that are in on our planet today.
Yeah.
It's going to stay because.
Then take the 4th and 15 onside kick, you cowards. Do it all. Don't just take half of it, you know? Yeah. Just don't dip your toe in the water. Do the whole damn thing. Just
do the whole goddamn thing. I am so excited to see here's what I don't understand. I read a Sports Illustrated article in the past couple of days, 'cause I've been arguing with a bunch of people online. Like I normally do.
Yeah.
Mixing
it up.
They said that the USFL had a higher return percentage than the XFL last year, which I believe, right?
Okay. Sure.
They also said that the USFL has really minimized injuries. So why would the NFL not look to that?
Right.
It just doesn't make any sense. When I say UFL, USFL. Right. Yeah. It is a lie, right?
It's a lie. And the XFL kickoff has the aesthetics that it looks safer. That's what it is. You know what I mean? There's no evidence that backs up any of these things with injuries. And I'm sure it is safer in the XFL, but there's also no returns.
Yeah.
But it looks like, and it makes sense. And you can sell that to people like, oh, okay. You got a 5-yard stop. They're not going to get these collisions that aren't happening anyway.
Yeah, I just love the fact that a touchback, the NFL's logic is that a touchback, because look, recently they've had the kicking rules, which I don't agree with in the NFL, where everything's a touchback, which seems pretty fucking safe. But now we're just going to do a 4-yard power, HP power. Seems like that might be a little more dangerous, actually. So, but yeah, use the name of player safety. J Mark, your thoughts.
I think you're going to get us called shock jocks in another review here.
I could give a fuck. All right, let's go. Shout out to
that reviewer. What was that guy's name, by the way?
Kratom Breath.
Kratom Breath.
I just love being called a shock jock by Kratom Breath.
Bellowing shock jocks.
As a Bears fan that watched Devin Hester change the field position so easily. This new kickoff makes me sick.
Dude, that's part of what's great about football is when you get the, when you get, you know, whether it's Devin Hester's or, you know, Brian Mitchell's or whatever, like the Kevontae Turpin in the USFL, that you're taking away one of the most explosive, fun plays. And it just doesn't happen in the XFL because it, you know, and we've had a bigger sample size in the XFL because of the 2020 season. And it's just, it's criminal to me to take away one of the best, Josh Cribbs, Lane Elliott's bringing it. One of the best things that I think football has to offer for, and we won't even talk about the hip drop shit, but hopefully that hasn't happened in the USFL or the UFL or the CFL or the goddamn ELF. All right, let's get into this. We got a loaded show. We got games, folks. We got games.
Let's talk actual football that's happening.
We have four big time matchups. We're going to not only match up and make our picks, we're going to do we power rank this? Is that what you say? We're power ranking these teams? I like this. Even though I feel like we kind of already power ranked them. But tomorrow. And yeah, the Lions came out a little late this week. Hopefully next week they get them a little earlier. I think they might try to figure that. I think they're covering their asses a little bit, but the first game tomorrow.
Yeah.
I got a little banner here. Let me make sure I do. Oh, there you go. He's got it. The Birmingham, the to me, the class of all spring football, the Birmingham Stallions, who I do believe were better than the Washington Redskins last year, right? They're laying 3.5 at the Arlington Renegades. This is at, oh man, why am I drawing a blank on the stadium? The baseball stadium. What's it called against CJ? I know this name. The outdoor baseball stadium there. Damn it. I'm drawing a blank on it right now.
In Arlington?
Yeah.
Oh man. That is crazy.
I know this name. I know this name. I was just looking at it yesterday. I'm just drawing a blank on it right now.
There's no way if
this is what's happened when you have a screaming baby nonstop.
Choctaw.
Yes. Choctaw Stadium.
That's correct.
You know
God
me.
Damn it.
I think, you know, if I was in charge of every football league,
that used to be the only thing I knew last season was the stadiums. I used to throw that out there. They all have great names, but I love Choctaw.
Yes. You know me. I think you should play at least one game. Every team in college, pro, every variation of football should at least have to play one game in a baseball stadium. It's part of our history. It's part of football's history here on this fine planet of ours. So, you know, I'm not going to complain that we got live action at Choctaw Stadium. Birmingham's laying 3.5. They're trying to entice you. We know Arlington. We cashed on that future the minute that bullshit trade happened a year ago. And look, I do like their roster, but who are we kidding here? And Matt Corral was named the starting quarterback of the Birmingham Stallions. You're going to see him and Jamar Smith, I think, back to back trading drives out. I'm always weary of that. No, is that? I heard that
everything
was reported.
I'm saying is it's going to be Matt Corral and Adrian Martinez, and Jim Marr is playing a little third string.
Ooh, what happened? That's shocking to me. We'll see. But
I believe I said that in the future episode last week that Martinez was the guy there.
Watch out.
Before Carroll came up on board. But I'd be shocked if it wasn't like 80%, 70 to 80% Carroll, though.
Yeah. I mean, I think Corral's perfect. So if you don't know the history of the Birmingham Stallions and why I think they've been a lock, Skip Holtz, former La Tech coach and East Carolina Pirate coach, South Florida, but he really simplifies the game to me. I touched on this all last year. You know, he gives his QBs basically one read. Basically it's like college.
Yeah.
You watch like some of the pro coaches where you have like, you're trying to make Kyle Sloter, no disrespect, I love Sloter, make five reads on one play. And by that time your offensive line has blown up, or your defense line's blown up the offensive line. I think there's something to this. And I think Matt Corral is the perfect quarterback. I was a skeptic on him going to the NFL because Lane Kiffin runs that shit too. I think it's perfect in Birmingham. Give me the Stallions -3.5 points. I like the over also. I know everyone's jumping on the under. I like the over in this game. And let me make sure that over hasn't changed. But what are you doing here, CJ?
I came down a point. I believe it's at 41. It was at 42. I cannot agree with you on the over. I do agree with Birmingham. They're obviously the cream of the crop there. It's them and everyone else. Skip Pulse, two-time champion. What were they, 21-3 or something the last 21-3 the last 24 games. Although they did start slow last year, remember? They were, just two wins and 3-2 or something. They ran the table. But Arlington, yes, of course, they had Luis Perez, but they also had to replace four of their five linemen. Which is going to be big. Carroll's first start. I'm not, maybe a little short. That's why I kind of like the under a little bit. But they also improved too. They got Amari Rodgers, a receiver, who'll be huge. Played 38 games in the NFL. CJ Marable, running back, like another CJ in the stable.
I believe that's Marable.
Not Marable, I believe. And don't correct the CJ on a CJ. So you gotta take Birmingham. There's no other side to take Birmingham. But if I was to lean, especially week one unders, I know everyone's I'm not blind betting these unders. Or, I mean, there's some good reason behind all of them. And I think Arlington, yes, they did catch fire, of course, and had the bullshit fraud championship with the one and only golden boy YouTuber, Luis Perez. I don't think that carries over, to be honest with you, especially with the switch up. So I like Birmingham and I like the under. I see this as like a 24-7, 24-10 type game.
Yeah. Another thing I like is John Chavez, the DC of the Stallions. He was a very good college football defense coordinator for a long time against the air raid. He's seen the air raid for fucking years. Mike Leach and Hal Mummy. Shout out to Hal Mummy. Happy birthday. And they brought the air raid into the SEC. Like, that was the first D1 college football, conference to see the air raid, believe it or not. So I think that's a nice handicap too. J-Mark, what are we doing here?
First of all, Gatesy, it's youtube.com/@UFL gambling pod. That should get you to the YouTube. Matt Corral scares me a little bit because in these spring leagues, we've seen these guys that have had some NFL chances get outshined by the guys that haven't. Like, they don't seem to have the dog in them, right? We've seen it time and time again. So, and then building the rhythm with rotations, if they do the full rotation, that worries me. And backing, if Adrian Martinez gets solid play, backing a former Cornhusker as a true Iowan, that bothers me.
I think they're going to bring him in to run.
Yeah, true. But
they don't train well over there in Nebraska because they don't have the right soil. That's why their corn sucks, Colby. I don't know if you know that.
But you guys know me. I'm not a Luis Perez believer. I think he got lucky last year by an incredible defense. And I think that Skip is probably the best coach in this league. So I'm taking the Stallions here with the 3.5. I do like the under, though. I mean, these are two of the better defenses in the league. So I like it to be slow start as everybody kind of feels themselves out here and the defense is to kind of hold strong.
You guys both like the under. Do you
two
realize
unders, two Birminghams, one Arlington? That's spread. listeners, try them all. See which one hits.
When I think about, talk shit after. When I think about, I'm assuming it's who was it last year? Was it Deion Kane that was returning the kicks for Birmingham?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of points just on his returns, guys. And then Arlington will figure out who they throw back there. Maybe it's Javonte Payton. I'm not sure. I'll take the over just on that. Let's go. And they got blew it. I've seen it's Juwan Manigo, who will be returning kicks for Arlington. Deion Kane back with Birmingham. Remember, he had like a 98 yarder a year ago. They also have Amari Rodgers, who, former Oregon State Beaver. All right, let's get over to the next game. J Mark, the first game's on Fox, correct?
I believe that's correct. I'll have to double check that, but I think that's correct.
I think the first one's on Fox, and then I think it's a Fox doubleheader, if memory serves me correct. But then second game, the St. Louis Battlehawks, Tony Meatball, Anthony Becht, aka Anthony Becht. He's heading to Ford Field, where seven people will be watching this game. And, you know, appreciate them, you know, accommodating, you know, the good seven people of Michigan that are able to go check this game out. But this is what I'm saying. They gotta go to a smaller stadium, find a fucking MLS stadium, a college football stadium. This thing is going to be, you're going to be able to hear the echo. Oh, when you're going Red 48, you're gonna be able to hear that echo. Battlehawks are laying seven in Detroit.
Well, real quick. Saturday's doubleheader is on Fox starting at 10 AM with your Birmingham Arlington and then your Battlehawks Panthers right after it. And then Sundays will be on ESPN.
There we go. See, joint venture. There you go. Well, we know what happened. EJ Perry named the starting quarterback, which, you know, he was the starting quarterback a year ago. Now, the only difference, I saw Matt Colburn, their running back that they got from the Philadelphia Stars. I saw in DFS, he was ruled ineligible, or I'm sorry, injured. And then, so that's something to pay attention to. So I think Wes Hillis will be getting the reps with Colburn out and then Nate McCrary after that. But I just think it's too many points. Tony Meatball, I know AJ McCarron, his son, super excited to watch him again. And the receivers with Butler and Shepherd, I think will be able to score some points. Mm-hmm. But I think Michigan's defense was good last year. Mike Nolan's a defensive guy. And I can't ever, you know, a lot of these games were close last season ago. I know the Battlehawks scored like 50 in the finale, but besides that, they didn't score a ton of points. This is the one that I do like the under because Frank Genda is going to get after it. But I think Michigan is not only going to cover this, I think they're alive to win this thing. I think it's that close. I think they're alive to Cole Hicatini. All right. Who killed it for me in the DFS ranks last year. With him and EJ Perry, who's a gamer, former Ivy League quarterback, private school pussy, but he is a gamer. And Wes Hillis, like I said, I actually think they upgraded a lot at the wide receiver spot. They still got Devin Ross, former Colorado Buffalo, but they added Devin Gray from the Philadelphia Stars. They got Marcus Sims, and then you mix in Trey Quinn and Jordan Sewell. This is a fun team. Give me the points. I'll take the under as well. CJ, what are you doing here?
I think they'll be able to try to keep up for a little bit, but then I think St. Louis just has too much going away. I mean, this is J Mark's squad, and their home road splits aren't the best. They had the best home field advantage, of course, we know in alternate football. But AJ McCarron, then they upgraded with Wayne Gallman, now running back, the ex New York Giant, and Clemson Tiger. But they still bring back those three monster receivers of Hakeem Butler, Darius Shepherd, and Altman. And it's just too much. And I do like you said, I like EJ Perry. I like what he did pumping in the last two games.
Gamer.
You're going to hear a couple of these names later when we talk DFS. And I do like Wes Hillis, obviously USFL leading rusher. But St. Louis also added some defense. They added to the, what's the guy's name? Peter Tamamua. Go ahead and say that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Peter T. Austin Falalau, also nice good defender. Other than that, though, I think there's a reason why this line is so big. It actually crept up to 7.5. I think it. And there's some Panther buyback, probably from you, Dundee.
I went in heavy. All right,
moving numbers. I think if this is anything under seven, it's a not a smash, but it's that's a buy on St. Louis. I think St. Louis wins this by 10 at least.
Wow. I can't believe this guy's backing Anthony Beck after all the shit.
I know.
He talked about Anthony Beck a year ago.
Well, it's their year this year. They're hosting the championship game. It's Tony Bologna. It's AJ McTony Meatballs, AJ McCarron coming back. He is going to be the face of this thing. This is like when I told, like I told you about NC State in the tournament. Kobe, it's time to submit.
But look,
submit to these St. Louis Battlehawks.
No, see, this is an ACC handicap. You were right to bring up ACC basketball.
Yeah,
but this is or ACC football. Right. You know, this is like that Boston College game where they're not excited to be there because there's six people there, And they're going to be like, okay, we'll play.
Yeah, I know. This is at Ford Field. Is that where they play this game? That's
just
ridiculous.
A gigantic fucking ice rink. And just hilarious. Just they shouldn't play football here. And then obviously we know that this place will be empty. How many people, honestly, do you think will be at Ford Field tomorrow?
Well, that's what I mean. Don't you think that'd be that's a downfall for Michigan?
Do you know where the Elite Eight's happening?
The Nakua brothers want some excitement out there.
Do you know where the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight's happening? In Detroit, Michigan.
Out there, Detroit, Michigan. and here in Los Angeles, the dullest places in the
world. It's just so great. It's so great that they, hey, guess what? We're going to have the whole town excited about this event. Let's do it in Detroit week one because they're hosting the Elite Eight and Sweet 16 in college hoops.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious. Who's in charge?
What do you think about that? The Nakua brothers, right?
They're I love that. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't fade a team with brothers too. You know, they're going to be, this is like,
I don't mean to burst your bubble, but at least one of them was cut.
Son of a bitch.
Did they cut Kai?
Well, he'll still be at the game supporting his brother.
Check. See the thing,
was
you guys.
Kai and Isaiah.
He'll be one of the 11.
It was the wide receiver. The wide receiver was cut.
I think it's Isaiah.
Yeah,
Kai's a safety.
Yeah, I do think UFL really missed here by not having this game in St. Louis, just based on the fan base alone. I mean, you want week one to show all those fans, but you guys are missing is in Michigan, the fan base is going to be AJ McCarron's wife and kids.
They did that last year. I know. It's because he does it for the family. No one else has a family that can call off work, basically. He's the only one with money in the bank that he can bring his wife and kids to the game. But they did this last year to St. Louis, didn't they, J. Mark? They didn't have their first home game for like week three or something like that. It was bizarre. Yeah.
It's just so dumb considering the final or the Elite Eight and Sweet 16 is there.
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
They wouldn't have this game this weekend at all if they were thinking about that shit.
It was like a month ago. Like, we got to schedule games, guys.
Yeah, you think the Rock knows how to schedule this shit? He just signed off to say whatever.
But the Rock is a showman. He loves a good story, nobody loved seeing AJ McCarron with his kids and that story. I mean, they played that so much. Everybody loved it. So they want to see this guy succeed.
Yeah.
And we mentioned that the receivers they have from last year, Akeem Butler, Darius Shepherd, Marcel Aidman, great guys. To me, what's lost in there is Blake Jackson from the Sea Dragons. I know he got overshadowed some by Jakor Pearson's amazing season. Blake Jackson was a hell of a receiver too. Yes. So to add him to that offense, and I think they're going to really be able to control the tempo on defense as well. They got the two former Iowa State guys, Mike Rose and Willie Harvey at the linebacker spot that I think are going to stop that run and make EJ Perry beat them. And I don't think he's ready to do that. And also, where did I see it in the chat? UFL Garrison, no idea how the extra points work in the UFL. So 1 point from the 2 yard line, 2 points from the five, and 3 points from the 10. I think Battlehawks are going to keep going from the five. They're going to rack up those 2 points as Michigan kind of tries to play keep up the whole game. And I think Battlehawks pull away with this one. So I'm taking the Battlehawks. I don't have the faith you have in this Michigan team. I love EJ Perry. Don't get me wrong, but I think they're going to struggle. I really do.
I mean, I don't think they're contenders or anything, but I'll say this, like, well, first off, to key in on the receivers, they're not running the air raid here. So when you get a bunch of air raid receivers, it's like Terrence Mathis going to the Jets. Didn't really work out.
Yeah, right? they're running the Tony meatball sets. Yeah. You know?
So you know, those receivers are used to doing air raid, finding space, and it's a different animal here. So I think maybe miscalculating on some of those players coming in, I'll say. I think the faith is the 12 fans will be loud enough. It'll be dull enough that it will seem. And EJ Perry, honestly, and this is where I hope I don't lose the bet on this, is that I felt like when he came in, I think it was the final 2 weeks, was it a year ago? The first game specifically, they tried to make him something he's not, and he really struggled. But the next week when he got all the reps, and I think they kept it very simple, run that option read shit with him. He's kind of an athlete to me, like keep it simple. It doesn't like, sometimes I think some people overthink it. You can call the same play over and over and over if they can't stop it. So Don't make him something he's not. And I think that's the key to, because if you're trying to have him just sit back there and fire the ball over the field, they're gonna lose. We're not gonna cover. But I think Mike Nolan's a defensive guy. He knows this, and that's why we're taking the under. We're taking the Panthers plus the points.
Mm.
And we will get to a lock and a dog at the end of the episode. But folks, right now I want to tell you that you are listening to the UFL Gambling Podcast on SGPN. SGPN is home to 20 plus gambling podcasts, all completely free. In honor of March Madness, this week's featured shows are the Sports Gambling Podcast, the flagship show for SGPN, hosted by Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean Stacking the Money Green, where the guys have picked every NCAA tournament game against the spread since 2012. And of course, the College Basketball Experience, which I host with Moneyline Mac, Noah Beanick. I know CJ Sullivan, the Bet Detective, is on the show a lot. It will be going live in about an hour, I think.
Yeah, I gotta think about what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, there you go. I'm the same way. Who's playing? No, I'm joking. Yeah, but we hear every single night of the college basketball season, and obviously, yeah, we're getting to the thick of it down the stretch. So check out the College Basketball Experience and subscribe, and also subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcast. All right, we are back, and the next game. I'm going to ask you guys, well, I'll wait to the end, but the DC Defenders heading to the Alamo Dome, the house that Antoine Carr built. Defenders are laying 6. You know, I hate everything about the Brahmas, what they stand for. You know I mean? You know, I'm a DC guy.
Mm.
And although I think they should be called the Feds, I like this DC team. Now, this is intriguing because we saw Abram Smith. He's out for the year. He was there. He was their bell cow a year ago.
Sure was.
But you got Jordan Te'amu, one of the greatest quarterbacks in spring football history, minus Doug Flutie. He's there.
How perfect, by the way, was that championship game last year where they blew out the 9-1 Defenders with Tamu having 3 picks in the championship game and Luis Perez winning it for J Mark. I know. How perfect was this combination for J Mark? Right. I know.
That's good.
No, I mean, that was perfect for J Mark.
But Luis Perez is now going to have that ring.
Right.
Yeah. Just like I got my Tecmo Super Bowl medallion when I got first place.
Yeah.
All right. I got that forever. You can't undo that.
I said J Mark was waiting all year for Tom to have that blow up. He finally does in the championship game. And then Luis Perez beats him. So he can't even celebrate it.
True.
That is great. It's like Ace Ventura with the when he gets the thing stuck in his knees, right? I do think Reggie Barlow is a very good coach. He passed the test to me, and you know they got my boy Greg Williams. You know I like a defensive coordinator that has a bounty out on the players. They also got Vernon Dean, their D-back coach, former Washington Redskins Super Bowl champ back in the 80s. I tell you this. I know Abram Smith's out for the year, and they got our boy Puka, who I know you love, CJ.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to start in this backfield, you think, J-Mark?
Everything I'm hearing is Cam'ron Harris.
Okay, so he'll be the next bell cow. So I think we load up on him. And but I love their quarterback room. They might have the best quarterback room in this whole league. Them or Birmingham.
D.C.?
Yeah.
Now, they lost Eric King, right?
They did, but Francois, I think, is a better.
Yeah, but he doesn't fit that mold. They need that runner, though. Francois, you think he's a better runner?
I think he's a better runner.
Oh boy, you're out of your mind. Delusional.
King's coaching. He's coaching. And they also got Jalen McClendon. I know.
Yeah. I know you're a huge McClendon fan. He completed 3 passes at Baylor.
He was at NC State. He was part of the Pussy Pack for a little bit. Taking on San Antonio with AJ Smith running that air raid, I do think this is another one we jump on the over in this game. Chase Garbers, the former California Golden Bear, named the starting quarterback. They got Quentin Storm and Normandy Beach backing him up, and Joe Flacco's brother Tom. I just think there's going to be points in this game because Greg Williams gambles way too fucking much.
Yeah.
Right now, but this points could be defensive points as well, because you see this all the time with, like, you know, cornerback blitz, blindside sack, balls loose, and you know, defensive touchdown, pick six, something like that. But also, when you gamble that much, you will get exposed a couple times.
You'll get burnt,
which I love. I love both sides of that. So I think the over is the play here. And I think it's too many points for the defenders. I think the defenders win, but I'll take the Brahmas plus six. Defenders win in a close one. What are you doing here, CJ?
I'm telling you, I'm a new man from last year's team. You know, I was on the DC Defenders from day one when they were the dog of dogs in the futures. That's right, Cody Frazier. I'm bringing you the fucking UFL absolute magic this year. So lock in.
Shout out to Cody Frazier.
Yeah, if they got a spread on a Cody, I'm a fan of it. So anyway, I am a big fan of it. But I'm a little worried about these DC Defender team, at least early on this year. Of course, Abram Smith out. They're going to take a while. I mean, that's a huge part of their offense. They lost all three of those receivers. They had great receivers last year. They lost all three of them.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
I mean,
thought they're keeping the same teams in tech here. Where'd they go? Where the hell did they go?
I know. Exactly. They spread out. They sprinkled
them. Can we get a deep dive on where the fuck they went?
You know, I think Lucky Jackson and Chris Blair are both in the CFL this year. I think they're both on a team there. I know Lucky is, but I think Chris Blair got picked up as well. So
I'll be, we'll be hosting the CFL gambling podcast. So yeah. Stay tuned to that. But someone's got to tell them about the old Canadian taxes.
Come on over to the Canadian podcast. Learn at the same time we do. If Lucky Jackson's a part of a roster up there.
Hey, it's the off season. We're not there yet.
I get it. Yeah. Yeah, his passport issues. Who knows if he got up? I think that he got up there or not. But San Antonio, and listen, there's not much to like about San Antonio either. To get back to this game, Chase Garber's. It's his first start pretty much anywhere, really. He barely played in college, and this is his first professional start. So that's not good. That's kind of why I like the under in both. And you got Wade Phillips. I love old chummy Gramps. Wade Phillips came over to San Antonio. they like playing for him. I want to take the points. I think that's a lot of points for a team that lost Abram Smith and those receivers. And De'Aaron King, I think, is a big deal. I know Jordan Thomas was their quarterback, but they did implement that two quarterback system, and King did spring it.
I'm telling you, Francois. When they got in the red zone. Watching Francois. Remember him with the Generals?
I remember Dormandy. Yeah. Remember when he came in Orlando and he took over? We tried to grab some futures on that. But that's a problem. When he gets in there, he wants to stay in there. De'Aaron King knew his role. This is a whole different chemistry they got, though. I mean, although it's tough to go against Reggie Barlow. I think he's, you know, if behind Skip, the best coach in this league. But I'll take the points. I'll take the under, just because I think there's going to be a sloppier game than expected. I know this is the highest total on the board.
I mean, if you look back,
because of how explosive DC was last year, but I just don't think they're going to be as explosive this year.
If you look back at, like, last year, there was a lot of, like, 2-3-4 point games. So, like, 6 points is a fucking lot in this league. Yeah. J-Mark, what are you doing here?
And I'm sorry, I jumped to the better league, the CFL, but Lucky Jackson currently on the Vikings roster in the NFL, and Chris Blair on the Falcons.
I didn't know he made it. Lucky Jackson, I knew in the middle of the year last year that he got picked up. I just didn't know he sustained it.
That's amazing. Good for Lucky Jackson. Go get it.
This one was tough for me. I think this is where, you know, you see Tamu carry over what we saw in the championship game. Interceptions, making mistakes, a gunslinger, and everybody goes, "Hey, Mark might have been right here."
What the hell did Jordan Tamu and his family do to your family? It was something bad that happened over 200 years ago.
It's that craze, that spring football craze, where everybody's like, "Oh, he's the best thing," and it's like, is he though? Same thing with Luis Perez. He's got such a cult following, and it's like, he's mid at best. Come on. DC tended to struggle a little bit against the air raid, and I think you're going to see that from the Brahmas and Jonte Kirkland coming over. I think he's going to do really well. Cody Latimer, hell of a tight end that's basically a wide receiver. I think the Brahmas are going to be able to score points. I know DC has a good defense, but I think San Antonio is going to be able to keep up if Garbers can play well enough, which I think he's going to play well enough. It's always hard taking a guy in his first start, but I'm going to take the points here. I'm going with San Antonio on the points.
Oh, so we're all on CJ. You said San Antonio as well, right?
The 6 points. I took the points. Yeah. You laid them with DC. No, wrong.
No. I said San Antonio was live. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
But
good,
I think DC is going to win.
You like
this
the
game.
Over. You like the over. I like the under.
The over is actually, I think, the better play than actually taking the points. But, okay. I do think, because DC to me, I trust their in-game adjustments better than most of sure. these teams.
I love Reggie Barlow. You're not going to hear me say. You're going to hear no Reggie Barlow slander from me.
So, you love Son of Bum too, though, don't you?
Son of Bum. I got the book.
He doesn't know he's coaching. His headset's unplugged, but he's just that laughing grandpa that we all love, and they love playing for him.
So is it the AJ Smith show then?
I mean, I think he can have success. I think he's a little overrated? A little bit, but I think he's a good OC. They were giving him praise last year, like he was, you know, the guy that invented everything. And I was like, yeah, he did a good job. Did a good
also
job.
Cult following the AJ Smith led offense.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Unbelievable. But he did a good job last year. I think he could do a good job again this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Folks, before we get to the next game, I want to tell you that the UFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's US-based and available in 40 different states. P2P social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends and other users, or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. Plus, they got a ton of fun social features that give it a feel of a betting social network, so to speak. And Cut offers lower VIG and fully customizable odds. You can create your own bets, and that's what we are essentially going to be doing, throwing in some UFL action over on Cut. Maybe you think you got an edge. Get on over to Cut. Challenge old Pick Dundee. I'm there. I'll fucking take your money. Maybe you're bullish. Maybe you're bullish on, you know, thinking the Birmingham Stallions are just some USFL garbage. Hop on over there. Look, we got, look, the UFL props on Cut. How about this one? More passing yards between AJ McCarron and Jordan Te'amu. We have that out there to jump in on. Or most rushing yards, Darius Victor versus the field. Remember, he's a showboat now. I don't know if he'll get 20 straight carries like the Generals did at some point. And most receiving yards by a tight end. That one's great. You got Sal Canella. Catch a case of Sal Canella. I mentioned old Cole Hickatini. And don't forget about Jay Sternberger. Mm. You know, it's fun. And how about most regular season wins? Stallions versus the field. Take it. Take it. Come on. Challenge. Challenge us, you crazy bastards. Let's go. So hop on over to Cut. And I mean, look, here's the best part about Cut. Cut handles the payment side of things. So you never have to chase Pick Dundee down in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
We got to put the money worst. Up for. Yeah, that is the worst.
Dundee
there.
Owes you $30. Next, you know, he's posting on Instagram some, you know, some fancy meal at the Ponderosa or something. Well, what? Look at this.
The loaded Dundee. Baked potato is to die for.
Dundee living it up.
That's why Cut's great. Get on over to download Cut today in the App Store over at cut.com. That's KUTT.com. And use the promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Sign up today with the promo code SGPN. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pickup special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com. Find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register once again with the promo code SGPN. You get your first deposit doubled up to $100 as well as an instant pickup special. All right. We are back on the UFL. Gambling podcast. Luis says, are you guys really going to be doing the CFL podcast this year? Yes, this year is 100% done. We advertised. I was trying to recruit people last year. Then there was budget cuts. And this year I demanded to be paid in Canadian. And I demanded that I revive this thing because I got big visions of maple syrup and Grey Cups
as well. But
say that again.
Unfortunately, we're taxed in Canadian as well.
That's true. Yeah, that is true. CFL Gambling Podcast really is happening this year. You have my word this year. Last year we thought it was going to be. I never gave you my word last year. I thought it was. Final game on the slate Sunday. I really wish they would have kind of spread this out. Put one of these on Monday.
No, right?
They really kind of botched this. The Memphis Showboats, those awful ass fucking uniforms. I can't let it go. They got the old ones are classics, and they botched it. Wannabe Toledo Rocket uniform bullshit. Unoriginal. Take it on, which should be the Houston Gamblers. Now it's the Roughnecks. Talk about unoriginal. They completely ripped the Houston Oilers. It's okay. Just a game between unoriginal motherfuckers. Showboats are laying one. I mean, this is a lock.
I like this one too. I mean, I'm going to wait till you guys make your pick, so I don't look like a fool when you guys go do your locks against mine. But
so I have the Showboats as the second, like power rank team to me.
Wow. I mean, it's Case Cookus, right? It's all him.
Yeah, I mean, a little John DeFlippo's got to prove to me that he can actually coach a little bit. But I like Carnell Lake as a DC and Paul Pasqualani as the linebackers coach, former Syracuse head coach for a long time. The roster is very good. I think that's what stands out to me. Case Cookus, absolute fucking stud. Some say he's the Broadway Joe of these spring leagues. And the running back room, Darius Victor, Trey Williams, Titus Swen, just stud, stud, stud. The wideouts, I know CJ's in love with Vinny Papale Jr. All right.
I love Vinny Papale from Delaware.
But let me tell you, I don't even know if he's going to get, I don't know how much burn he's going to get. Cause Jonathan Adams dog from Arkansas State. We saw him with the breaker 1-2s last year. Then you add in Daywood Davis, who is a dog at Western Kentucky, Lee Morris and DeAndre Overton. And then the tight end, you got Sage Surratt. I'm sorry, but this offense is complete. Defensive side of the ball. I trust that, you know, there's more unknown to me. But Vontae Diggs is in the linebacking core. He was good. I know Deldrick Abrams, the former Colorado Buffalo corner, just from me being a Buff fan, I think he's a solid corner. He was with the Atlanta Falcons for a little bit. But to me, I just trust those coaches. Those coaches are going to have that defense in decent shape. So I am locking up the Memphis Showboats and game time decision for Mark Thompson. We thought he was going to be out for the year. We got some shady intel. He was potentially out for the year or out, for a long period of time. But I am on the Showboats minus one. I've already bet the hell out of this. And I am also on the under with this game because I think Carnell Lake's defense is going to be able to play a little bit. CJ, what are you doing here?
Yeah, absolutely, Memphis. I don't understand this line, to be honest with you. That's the only thing that kind of scares me about it. I get you don't want a huge line, but like this should be at least three and a half. I mean, the fact that this is basically a pick 'em is crazy. Not just Case Cookus, but Victor running back. You know, and so I saw a prop bet right there they had on Cut. You were just talking about who's going to have most rushing touchdowns this year. You could bet Cut or the field. Basically, that's how much of a problem.
Victor is the field.
Victor. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Yes.
But here's the thing.
They have a loaded backfield. So who was the running back from Oklahoma? I thought they signed.
They have Trey Williams. Trey Williams.
Well, all right. And then, I don't understand this. And I'm just not a fan of this Houston Roughneck. Just the name switch alone. Get me off this fucking Houston team.
Yeah. I mean, disgusting. Hey, we're going to do a league. And one of the reasons why this league can survive is because gambling, but let's not name the team that's already been known for the longest amount of time in spring football, the gamblers.
Okay. Jay Mark, you could answer this for me with Houston. Is Marcus Thompson running? Is he healthy? Mark Thompson for Houston.
He's got that knee sprain. He said game time decision, but the DFS outlets are making it seem like he is going to play.
Yeah.
Now, what do they know? That's who knows, but,
but game time decision does not sound good.
And by the way, Nick Fortune, there was no CFL podcast last year. You might've been listening. You might've listened to it, but that was the year before you were listening to, this year it's back. Anyway, J Mark, what are you doing here, buddy?
Yeah. And I saw Coach K in our chat earlier, big Houston Roughnecks fan.
Yes.
Hate to disappoint him, but I got to go with Memphis too. This team is really interesting to me because it's like they got the better units from the teams that are no longer around, isn't it?
Right. I mean, yeah.
Stars. Oh, let's take Case Cookus. The Generals. Oh, let's get Victor and Williams. The Breakers. Let's get Jonathan Adams and Vontae Diggs. It's like they just picked the best pieces of these teams that didn't get carried over and put them on Memphis. And I think they are going to be a force. And I have no faith at all in Houston this year at all, for the whole year, especially with Guantanamo Bay starting. So
I was just going to say, is he the worst quarterback they have of the starting teams though? I mean,
I think I know so.
He's like a poor man's. He's a poor man's Tommy DeVito, if you will, which is not good. Jeremy Linguini, if you will.
We cashed in Fade in Guantanamo Bay. Well, shit, I've been cashing in on him since he was at a lot. I made a wager that he wouldn't start at Washington State. When, see, sometimes you get involved with these SEC fans that think, oh, just because you're in the SEC, they're like, hey, he's transferring to Washington State, he'll start there. I'm like, what are you talking about? They got Jaden Delora. He's a fucking stud. Oh, I bet you he starts there. He didn't start there. All right. I've been making money on fading Guantanamo Bay for a minute. So why stop now?
Yeah, let's hammer it.
Yeah, 100% agree. Also, real quick in the chat, we are going to have a recap show, I believe. So we'll be tracking along to let you know how our picks went. Don't worry.
Sure. Absolutely. And any other requests, we'll fulfill them personally. If you want us to come over and tuck you in, fill your lineup out for you, anything we can to make it more personable for you. Just kidding. Of course, we do a recap show and a predict show twice a week. Every we did it all last year. It was a huge hit. It's a smash hit. We gave out winners.
You're right. Smash hit. I say 234 people watching right now. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. We are with the intersection where fucking genius meets crossroads. The XFL meets the USFL, the UFL gambling podcast. You know, what was that slogan again? Where, you know, last year, the XFL slogan was fucking silly.
Where
the crossroads
opportunity meets something.
Yeah.
Talent meets opportunity or
something like that. Folks, we are getting our lock dog, and do we dare tease? Can you tease?
I don't believe you can.
Yeah, let's just go lock and dog. Lock and dog. You know mine. It's the Memphis Showboats. I'm locking them up minus the one. And the dog that I think is live is them Michigan Panthers. You don't just walk into Ford Field with their 12 people. You know, I mean, there's gonna be more people working the pretzel stand than at this fucking game. All right. So that's going to create a sleepy environment, and they're going to think they have this game. Tony Meatball, he's going to look, you don't, wasn't it the opening day a year ago in the XFL where Tony Meatball completely botched a coaching decision? And that's why they lost.
They luck boxed their way into a win, is what happened. They luck boxed their way to a win. J Mark rode this fraud train for like a month with his Battle Hawks, and then they actually did catch fire.
My dad always said, "I'd rather be lucky than good."
That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. But
what are you doing, CJ?
I'm also going with Memphis as the lock. I think that's the clear cut. It just jumps off the page. Which makes me think that they lose by two touchdowns, but I'll stick with them. But as the dog, I'm going San Antonio Brahmas, son of a bum, Wade Phillips, new team out there. DC Defenders 9-1 last year. I think they're going to come out a little slow. Like I said, I haven't replaced all three wide receivers, De'Aaron King and the whole lot. Give me San Antonio as my dog, plus the six, and of course sprinkle a little bit on that money line.
J Mark, where are you going?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be a complete copy, but my dog was San Antonio, so I'll change my lockup because I'm right on there with Memphis. But give me the Battle Hawks. I'll do a little lock battle with you, Colby.
That just feels right. J Mark, yeah, the Battle Hawk, you know, and locked it up.
Battle Bots got canceled with good reason. All right.
And now they're called the Battle Locks. J Mark, I like that.
Let's lock up a total, give the fans an extra bit. Since we don't have a tease, I think my best play for the total is the under in that Battle Hawks Panthers game.
Wow. The under in that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Has that moved? Let me pull that up.
41. Yeah, it came down to 41. I think you can pick. You can throw a dart.
I got at a 41 and a half right now.
Yeah, I think you throw a dart at any of these unders and feel pretty good about it this week one of the UFL. I like the under in that Defenders. It's the highest total of 43. San Antonio DC game. You got, like I said, you have San Antonio's first start pretty much ever for Chase Garbers and DC's offense. You're riding it off the stats from last year of DC's offense, which was the number one in the league. Like I said, I think they come out slow. They're going to replace a lot. So you have a pretty inflated number at 43. I like the under in that game.
I'm going to go the under for Birmingham and Arlington. I think these are two of the better defenses, and just that first game jitters. Both have a lot to prove because, hey, this is the champ versus the champ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think
the
that
champ
ends up hitting the
versus the champ.
That's right, the champ. So yeah, I'm going with the under there.
I'm sure the Rock and his ex-wife will be there yelling at midfield, doing her thing, helicoptering down their business partners or whatever.
Yeah, you gotta tout that. Hey, look, that was part of the sale. It's part of the sale. That was the value.
All the players have to take a knee and endure his speech about how he was a fucking 58th man.
58th man documentary coming out. I clicked on that thinking it was a goddamn fire department. Thinking it was we're gonna see something there. Look, we're gonna give away our DFS plays, folks. But before I do that, I also want to tell you the UFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com. Use that promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. And we invite you, by the way, to come play UFL DFS with us. I will tweet out a link inviting whoever wants to play just for a couple bucks. I mean, we enter some other ones for, I mean, at least I do. Can't speak on behalf of everyone here, but I you might recall if you listened to me when I hosted the USFL Gambling Podcast, I did give away a lineup that finished first. Yes, first. And trust me, it was not like Ford Field. You had more than 12 people playing it. All right. You had a couple thousand, and I won a couple thousand.
Yes.
So let's go.
Ship it.
Guys, so the one thing I noticed here was that, am I crazy or did last year you could do two quarterbacks?
You're crazy. I've always said,
yeah,
crazy. You're a lunatic.
I thought you could do two quarterbacks. I thought there was an option to do a,
flex.
Maybe yeah, I'm no, thinking of college football. I might be fucking it up with college football, but
college football, you could.
Then maybe yeah. that's what I'm mixing with. But, my play is a guy that you guys are going to learn all about. And I know CJ's going to dread his name. Chase Garbers.
Oh boy. Wow.
8,500 with AJ Smith. Like I said, he might fumble the ball, throw a pick, but he's throwing for 300. He's throwing for over 300. And that filthy fucking dome they're playing at, he's going to be able to fire the rock all around. The Rock will be there shaking hands. Good luck. You think the Brahmas aren't going to give him a show? 8,500. And by the way, I kept 3,200 on the table, so I could have got any quarterback.
I was just going to say, you can't beat that price.
What'd you do at QB?
I went dumpster diving myself a little bit, at least for quarterback. All the quarterbacks are pricey. They're all over 8,000. But I went a step above and I went with E. Perry out there. I think, I mean, you know, he changed that offense the last couple of games. He came in there and in the playoffs and then there, you know, dual threat
quarterback and, dive. Let's go. Yeah,
and they're going to be playing from behind in that game. Obviously, I think there will be a lot of chasing, a lot of chucking, just a lot of, you know, garbage stats, if you will. And I think St. Louis will be sitting on the ball come second half and they're going to be throwing all game. So, yeah, I couldn't decide between him or Perez. I didn't want to stick it to J Mark just yet. So I want to take a chance with him. I like what I saw out of Perry at the end of last year. Let's see what he can carry over.
All right. J Mark, where'd you go here, buddy?
you know,
you guys know I'm going with my my guy who's going to be kissing his children after the game and showing how proud he is, AJ McCarron.
There wasn't a week last year he did not have AJ McCarron. I don't think it was even when Dormady was $50, he still wouldn't do it.
I think he's the one that has that experience. He showed he could succeed as far as DFS anyways last year. And I honestly, I think this Michigan team is trash. I really do. I think they're the worst team in the league. So yeah, give me McCarron.
He's just coming in firing. Hot on this. I mean, I just gotta give me a second here to gather my,
how much was he, AJ? Was he the top,
11,000.
11,000, the most expensive by far.
He is. Though,
but if you look at what they did last year, do you realize that the Michigan Panthers did not let a team score 30 points at all? Just gonna throw that out there. Just gonna throw that out there, buddy. All right. They held, how about this too? I mean, they held the Philadelphia Stars with Case Cookus to 10 points.
Yeah, well, they're in the poser league over there.
I will say I was not in on Case Cookus last year. I thought he kind of sucked. I know there's a lot of hype on him this year, and I get that, but I think last year was kind of a shitty year for him overall.
Well, I'm just saying the most points they gave up were to the Showboats week 4, 29. Besides that, they did it. They're pretty locked down defense there. So as long as they cannot turn the ball over, watch out for these Panthers, you disrespecting. All right.
We'll see.
Running back. I feel like I should change this now. No, I'll stay with it. After that prop over on cut, I'm like, damn it. Everyone's going to have Darius Victor. Watch Trey Williams. Cause that's the thing that makes it very interesting to me. John DeFlippo, I don't think like Mike Riley, former Bear Bryant guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how committed John DeFlippo will be. I mean, are we at all concerned about that aspect of what Memphis, you know, their OC is Doug Martin, former New Mexico State head coach. I mean, I think they'll run it still. So I'm going to take Darius Victor at 8,400, the bowling ball. TJ, who's your top running back?
What was his nickname? Just something hamster.
Doug Muscle Martin? Hamster.
Muscle hamster.
That was Richard Gere.
Great Nick. Bink, you got that? You got that? Fans under 40. You have the Richard Gere story out there.
I don't know that football fans and Richard Gere fans go together at all.
Well,
the room,
but urban myths always cross paths. They always go. So that's what brings us to the XFL. I mentioned it before. You corrected my pronunciation, but CJ's don't correct CJ's. It's CJ Marable. Marably, whatever you want to call him. Coastal Carolina, you got to love that product. He's got back now that Bo Scarborough is out. He is the RB1, obviously, for the Stallions. Carroll's first start, either, like you said, J-Mark, can go either way, so he'll be there for dump-offs, too, as he learns his new offense. I like him a lot anyway, so he hasn't shown much yet in the past, but, I mean, he's our only option out there, and I think he's ready to explode, I think, this year in general, now that he's the only option they have on the best team in the league.
It's Corral, by the way. Are you purposely fucking up these names because it's the UFL?
It's fun.
former Chicago Bear for a hot minute, CJ Marable.
Yes, absolutely.
I thought about going with him because Birmingham, for their media, they selected to have two people talk, Skip Holtz, CJ Marable. So, mm-hmm. To me, I think they're going to really want to feature him. He's going to be a big part of this offense, but I had to go with the bowling ball as well. Darius Victor, I think he's going to get a lot of yards, but more importantly, I think he's going to get touches within the red zone, score maybe one or two touchdowns. It's going to kind of give you some good points. So yeah, I went with Darius Victor there. He's 8,400.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, I'll play a little music because we got the same one. Darius Victor. It's not going to look the same, man. I love that general. How do they not bring back my generals? You know I love that. I love that organization. Okay, so my second guy, which, you know, wide receiver / tight end. This guy's a fucking stud. He was with the Packers for a little bit a year ago.
Sure Jace was.
Sternberger, this guy is now, he was a favorite target. It'll be interesting to see the chemistry develop with Corral, but Jace Sternberger,
I believe it's Coral, but
yeah. yeah. Josh Sternberger. I like this angle where we just let's mess up every name.
It's fun. It's all ode to everyone's
shock jocks.
Yeah.
Bunch of shock jocks. Can't pronounce the names.
Skip Holes. His team, is going to be good. I still think they Sternberger is an edge that you don't really have much of in these spring leagues. So at 6,100, I know it's a Stern price, but this is a Stern fucking burger here. Oh, load boy. Up.
Yes.
What?
Oh boy. I like it.
What'd you do here?
I looked at Stern. Where are we out here? We're a receiver tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked at him. I looked at Sternberger. This is where our favorite part, the J Mark part, where you talk about guys that almost made the list, to cut the list there. Sternberger, I looked at. I liked him a lot. Another athletic tight end, Sage Surratt. Nice athletic tight end who, for Memphis, will have Cook as a quarterback. But I went with the guy you mentioned before who did return some kicks, but also, if you might remember, the last time we saw him, he was only scoring 3 touchdowns in the championship game, Dean Cain.
Yeah, I like that, Dean Cain.
Cain's he's going for 5,900 with Carroll at quarterback, so it's an obvious upgrade for him. And he looks like he's becoming a part of the off. I like guys who look like they're coming on towards the end of the last year that it come out for breakout year, so you can get them cheap while you can.
I love it, love it. J Mark, where are you going with your first wideout?
Yeah, so wide receiver, tight end, the first one I had, the guy that I think is going to be, I mean, he's going to be a key piece in the air raid, Jontre Kirkland for San Antonio. I think whether San Antonio is good or bad, I think they're going to be able to move the ball. And Kirkland is the guy that did it last year for Houston, so I think he's going to be the guy that does it this year for San Antonio.
Like it.
All right, jumping over there. I did go with the 2 tight end set because God damn it. That's the way football should be. I love the air raid. I like difference. A lot of people make the assumption I hate the air raid. I'm Mike Leach guy. How mummy guy? No, I like difference, but I see an opportunity in these leagues where the receivers, to me, there's the tight end seem to be more of a trustworthy play.
Agreed.
And that's why I'm on Sal Canella, getting a case of Sal Canella down there in Arlington, Texas. Choctaw Stadium. He's rounding second base. All right. Sal Canella at 5,500. I think it's a bargain shopping here. Did we roster him at all, guys?
I did not, but I mean, that is a great price for him. I mean, it could be the most talented tight end in the league as he was last year when he's healthy, and which he is right now, obviously. 5,500, that's a great price.
Did you roster him? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I got Canella and Sternberger both in my flex spots. So I put my tight ends in the flex spot rather than wide receiver tight end.
There we go.
I went traditional. Double wide, woo. 1 RB, and then in my flex, no tight end. I put a couple. You'll like this, Kobe. I went triple running backs. I'm running a wishbone at you.
Woo. Love it. Love it. Backs. That's football.
My other receiver, though, I went with the Perry hookup, the Trey Quinn. He's only $6,900. So hopefully
for a guy on the under in this game, he's all over. He's all over the scoring of the Michigan Panthers here.
He's going to have a lot of volume. They're going to have to need to come back. I mean, and there's not to not punch it in. That's all.
I love this angle. Let me get. Yeah. I'm going to bet the shit out of the under, but give me their whole roster on the DFS side of things.
I'm trying to thread a tight needle here. All right.
J-Mark, what are you doing here? I guess you already gave.
I completely forgot to mention. As of I think it was 3 days ago, Channing Stribling signed by the Battlehawks. If you remember, he was a stud in the USFL for the Stars. So I wouldn't overlook that. Anyways, wide receiver, tight end. I went. I wanted to get somebody to go with McCarron, so I went with Darius Shepherd. It's who I could afford.
His whole fucking team is Battlehawks. Kaká.
I've got 2. What all do you right. mean?
Sounds like it. Just sounds like it. You know.
Yeah, I've got McCarron, and then I've got his stack with Shepherd.
All right.
Well, this one. Okay. I mean, Shepherd's a stud, former North Dakota State Bison product.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I actually thought about rostering. I was close. I was close, but I didn't. My top wideout that from a price range is right here. Marlon Williams of Birmingham. I'm on the over in that game. I think you guys are foolish. You know, I think there's going to be some points. I think Marlon Williams is going to be a big reason why the former Golden Knight at 7,200. I think he's a value play. Saw him last year kick ass, and he's going to kick ass this year. You could take that to the bank, CJ.
For sure. Not to knock on, I certainly can't knock J Mark's pick of Darius Shepherd. It's just so hard to predict. I mean, hell, they might all eat all those receivers. They have so many weapons, as you said, and they added a fourth one. If the fans out there want to get a piece of that St. Louis passing offense, I might lean towards a Marcel Aitman, which is at 5,600, 19 NFL touchdowns. He's just part as anyone. And you're throwing darts. What, you know, which one of them's, you know, trying to predict which one's going to step up. So at the price, I like Aitman, but you can't go wrong with any of them. That being said, I avoid it all. Because I think they're definitely going to get their points, but then I think it's the second half where they're going to try to sit in the lead and Tony meatball this game out. You know how he is, doesn't want to open it up. So I'm with Wayne Gallman. I like these NFL running backs that come in. When they come in, they come mid-season, whatever we saw last year at the XFL.
Philip Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like a Philip Lindsay, and then they kind of flex their muscles in there. So I like Wayne Gallman to really ice it down in the second half. He was a solid NFL running back, solid at Clemson, solid with the Giants, you know, and he's still pretty young. So I like Wayne Gallman. 8,500.
Ooh.
I think the CJ pronunciation of Marcel Aitman should be Adaman. Just
Adaman Marcel.
what happened to Max Borgi? I was shocked to see he did not make a roster spot this year.
He's got to be in the CFL or something. Some of these people actually just punt and say, hey, I have a degree.
Bo Scarborough retired, right?
Yeah,
he did.
That's amazing. And then, but you're right. Max Borgi should be, if anyone should be in Canada, it should be Max Borgi. I would actually be upset if he was in the NFL. Get him to Canada. He belongs in Canada. He's got the white angle release. I love Max Borgi. We all love Max Borgi, but he belongs in Canada.
Yeah. Anything. You know, who's going to have a big day. Final guy besides my defense. Cameron Harris. Ooh. All right. We know Abram Smith's not available. This is a guy that rushed for over 20 touchdowns at Miami at the U. He's the DC defender's back. And one thing I do know about DC with their offensive coordinator, Fred Kaius, they like to run the rock. They like to run the rock. So I'm going to take some action with them. And I also, I mean, I know Arlington, I guess their defense, Bob Stoops, defensive guy. I still think DC will eat. So give me a little Cameron Harris action. 7,500 is my price.
Nice.
What are you doing here, CJ? The final spot.
My last spot. Like I said, I'm running to Wishbone. I do not believe Chase Garbers will light it up like you do. I have a different opinion on someone going his first or maybe down the road. I know you've scouted him, but they also have an ex NFL running back in Anthony McFarland.
I like him too. In Maryland, he was a beast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 8,000. And he was good for the Steelers. You know, he's just a solid NFL running back. And like, give me all those while you can, while they're still interested. Versus DC, which I already told you, I like the under. I think it's going to be a grind out game.
I like it. What are we doing, J Mark? Final spot besides defense.
Yeah, I had Sternberger and Canella in my flex spots, so those are my two flexes.
Oh, so you gave away your whole lineup besides defense, and
I did. You're good.
Can I say real quick, it's a big if, we were saying that Houston running back situation, if Marcus Thompson does not play, Tijon Evans at $5,100, a guy from Louisville, you obviously know, would be a great play.
Yeah. He's got a little speed.
He averaged 6'4" carry at Louisville in 15 games. He had 12 touchdowns. I mean, if he's the only back there, he's for $5,100.
If memory serves me correct, I think he was a Tennessee transfer too. Defensive side of things, I made my case. J Mark, he thinks I'm a piece of shit over here. I tried to tell him that the Michigan Panthers didn't allow anybody to get 30 points last year. Mike Nolan, One of my biggest complaints about Mike Nolan is back in the NFL, he would wear a shirt and tie. And the NFL forced they changed that rule after him that no one could wear a shirt and tie anymore, which is ridiculous. And then I thought he would stay true to that. But no, he's wearing all this fucking apparel, this USFL, this UFL apparel. Go back to the shirt and tie, Mike. Blue collar guy, he's going to get it done. I got the Panthers defense putting the kibosh on this McCarron's bullshit. His son's going to watch a massacre. All right.
Wow.
On the defensive side of the ball. All right.
I almost forgot my favorite part of this, these football leagues is making AJ McCarron's kids cry. Watching them.
With every interception, we're laughing. That's my defense. What are you doing, CJ, defensively here?
I went with Memphis, Showboats versus Houston. We already said this is, I don't know, understand what's going to happen in this game. Memphis should be favored by more. Yeah, I'm fading these Houston garbage rough.
That one makes a lot of sense. I was thinking about that too. And then the one that I think is the true wild card is DC because they score. Like you saw last season, Swearinger had like a pick six. You know, there was multiple games where they got, because they're that aggressive defensively that they can score touchdowns and put up points or make turnovers. But at the same time, they also can give up like 98 yard pass play. You know what I mean? So it's a true gamble there. J Mark, what are you doing here on the defensive side of the ball?
I also went with the Showboats for the money I had left. I thought they were the best defense left. I just also want to remind you, last time Colby said something about McCarron's kids crying. They did lose, but they put up 28 points against the DC defenders. So just wanted to throw that out there.
A loss is a loss is a loss.
Empty stats, the kid said. Yeah. Empty stats, Dad. How about a playoff run?
And you know they weren't flying back. They were saving dollars driving all the way back. I can hear those kids' cries right now. 6 hours of driving, just crying away the day. All right, folks, we invite you to come play DFS with us, but that is our show. Is there anything else we want to talk about, guys?
I think we covered it all. Let's wrap it up.
All right, subscribe to the UFL Gambling Podcast. If you can, go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review.
Yeah,
not a 3-star review, but
cracking breath. That is
amazing. I'm a shock jock.
The 3-star is kind of great.
I'm gonna be honest.
Middle. I didn't hate it. Didn't love it.
I just love that.
Okay about it.
I love how they say shock jock. Like I haven't been preaching this my whole fucking life. That shock this, jock. You know what I mean? You know how many idiots and bars heard me talk about the XFL kickoff? They're just like, what is this guy talking about? Once I get hammered, I'm like, you know, this kickoff sucks. It's fucking soccer. They're trying to make football soccer. Yeah, but I'm the shock jock. I'm saying that for attention.
And he was in Columbia while he was saying that.
I put the XFL up. The XFL should be sending me goddamn tickets. I went down to Columbia and I put that shit on multiple TVs in restaurants. In restaurants. That's a ballsy move. Yes, I saw someone shoot an AK-47 in the backyard. They could release that. They could shoot me for telling them, take the soccer game off. There was only like 6 people in this restaurant, but I said, take the soccer game off if you don't mind and put it on the XFL game. And it took a little doing.
Like, took a little bellowing, if you will. That's what Kratom Breath said. A bellowing shock jock. Not surprised.
Folks, I see 331 people in this bitch right now. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. Remember on YouTube, you can watch this show. Give J Mark a follow on Twitter at J Mark Football. Check out the old fashioned football podcast. I've been on that show a bunch of times. It's great. I always tune in. They're drinking. Him and his wife are just drinking away the days talking football. They got. Well, who do you got on next? You got some distillery.
We don't have any distilleries lined up right now, but in 2 weeks, second week of April, we got this Colby Dant guy coming on to talk some of these college guys coming in up in the draft. So.
I gotta check with my assistant. I didn't realize that. I'm joking. I'll be on 2 weeks. So hop on over there. We're talking college football. And obviously check out the Bottom Line Bombs podcast with the Bet Detective CJ Sullivan. He's on the case. He's going to tell you any suspicious lines this week, CJ? In the UFL?
UFL?
Yeah.
Suspicious lines? Sure. Well, I think we were talking about the Memphis Houston, although there might be a little fentanyl laced in that one. So we got to watch out.
Get on over there. you know, pay attention to the Bet Detective. He's always on the case. Give him a follow on Twitter at @CJSullivan_. I'm on Twitter at @TheColbyD. And the UFL Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at UFL Gambling Pod. If I can read that from the screen that I'm on right now. Until next time, folks, this is the UFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.